your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Good morning. Welcome to The Warrior Within. With me, as usual, is my friend and co-host, Marty Gallagher and Brandy Jackson.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, everybody. And we also have a very special guest. His name is David Williams. His story is amazing. Maybe some of you may think it's too good to be true, but it's true because I'm a witness to that. David is not just a good friend of mine. He's also a client that I worked with him one-on-one for a few years. And the transformation on David is way, way beyond anything that people even imagine. We are going to introduce David, and he will tell his story, but he's also, all of us, are ready to take your question. This is a very important subject. I just recently wrote a newsletter regarding this subject, but obviously the show goes far beyond the newsletter. Let me present a problem here that you cannot read about it in any magazine today, neither in any other outlets or even a book. The title of the show is Death Wish, the biggest obstacle to becoming lean and powerful. Hey, I just couldn't find a better title for this, okay? But Death Wish simply relate to the question whether as much as we wish to live, we also wish to die. Most of us are doing things simply that don't make sense. And nobody can tell me that he doesn't face an action that doesn't make sense. Like, virtually all of us are intelligent enough to understand that eating a cake or cookie or binge drinking is bad for us. But very few of us avoided the temptation to do that. Why are we doing things that don't make sense? Why are we driving recklessly? Why are we eating junk food? Why do we crave to do it? Hey, and why do we even enjoy doing it, knowing that it destroys us? So that's a very good question. It is not fully addressed. It's, in fact, hardly addressed. And the only way that people deal with this today is saying, you know, it's an addiction to this and that, so we need to find a substitute or treat it like an addiction, which is partly true. But we need to go one more step ahead. The warrior within always try to put the record straight. So let me explain briefly, because I definitely want to go further into the real life story of David and maybe other people, if they want to call, and address this problem. Here we are. We are inherently programmed to survive, like other species. We have amazing survival mechanism that evolved over the many thousands of years to help us better survive on this planet. We talk so many times about the fact that we have reached full genetic development over 10,000 years ago. In my opinion, there is evidence way, way before that, okay? And everything in our body is very well suited to survive a certain kind of food, a certain kind of environment, which we need to understand what it is in order to adjust our lifestyle today to better survive. And this is not just with us, it's with other organisms and animals as well. However, amazingly, we do many actions in some people's life. Most of the actions are far away from the actions that they need to do to better survive. In fact, it's things that actually killing people, and they enjoy doing this. And the question is, why are we doing this? Why are we not eating the right food? Why are we not exercising, many of us? And why are, and those of us who exercise, still contaminated with irrational doing? Take away pizza from our society and the society will commit suicide. How about this? Now, the question is serious. Why are we doing it? And the answer is not that simple, but bear with me because I want to move forward. As a testosterone-driven species, we are a species that constantly, inherently programmed to challenge itself. The challenge is part of the testosterone species, derivative species. We are basically active survival who constantly try to challenge anything that we do to improve, create, innovate. That's a testosterone-driven species. We have a larger brain, pound to pound, than any other mammal. We have the most expensive brain, weight of brain. The ratio between the weight of the brain and the body show that we have the highest, the most expensive brain. And therefore, we are inherently programmed to challenge. And we get a thrill for challenging ourselves. In fact, if we actively challenge, our body is inherently programmed to compensate us for the challenges. Everything that's regarded by the body as an active challenge, like exercise, the tissue, or a periodic lack of food, like famine or under-eating, or even a mathematical challenge, it has been regarded by the body as a threatening challenge that needs compensation, that needs solution. As a result, the body starts to trigger compensating mechanism through survival mechanism that make us stronger, leaner, more efficient in fuel utilization, and guess what? Smarter too. And the more you combine these active challenges, if it's both under-eating, while you're hungry, you train. While you're hungry, you also think. Most likely, you get the best result in developing your brain, your muscle, and everything else. You're going to improve your insulin sensitivity, etc. You're going to be a better survivor, stronger, leaner, and healthier. However, we still do the wrong things. Why? Because we are living in a society that had taught us for many years, especially since the, I would say, 19th century and maybe the 18th century, to gradually move into passive challenges. It is easier to control society or slaves which are passively challenging themselves. That means instead of actively exercising, how about passively eating junk food? Both of them are challenging because eating a junk, you know it's forbidden, so you go against the rule and you challenge the rules, okay? You get a thrill, actually, from eating a cake with whatever it is, with sugar and cream and everything. You know it's bad for you, but you get a thrill of doing that because it's a challenge. It's part of the testosterone-driven species that we got. So it's much easier to give a crowd of people passive challenges like binge alcohol, eating chocolate, eating cookies. Hey, people think it's a sport going to a bar. Let's see how much I can drink. I can drink better than you are. You know, I'm a more of a man. This is a kind of a passive challenge that our society easily take. I saw a lot of big fatso with a big belly who think that this is a sport to show in more and more beers and then go and destroy some kind of a junk food at the same time. You know, Marty, are you aware of this phenomena?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So why are we doing this? Because we were taught that this is okay. It's normal. Hey, instead of mating with a beautiful girl, how about having affair with Aunt Jemima cookies? That's what our society is doing. Having pancakes instead of sex, okay? And this is not a lie. This is the bold truth that nobody wants to deal with. And many people do both. They go and exercise, they count the calorie on the calorimeter of the train meal, and then they come back home, and they allow themselves to binge on the empty calorie, on the wrong food, junk food, just to compensate. So many millions of people are living on this syndrome of hell, running for 2 hours or 3 hours to nowhere in order to abuse themselves later on. No solution. What's the solution? We'll talk about it later. But the solution is to switch. You've got to understand the problem and start to switch from passive challenges to active challenges. I'd like to bring, this is in theory, obviously, but it's not just in theory, it's in real life. I would love to present you now my friend David Williams with his story. Let me just say a few words about David. I met David a few years ago. It just happened. David one day called me and asked for help about certain kind of issue regarding weight loss, etc. So we talked over the phone, and there was initially pretty good results. But at a certain point, there were difficulties, and we decided to start working one-on-one on training and nutrition and everything. When I saw David first time, I realized that this guy really needs help. But the one thing I noticed, he got a big heart. He was ready to commit. He was ready to do amazing stuff that many people are not ready, or they are bailing out of you very quickly. Got the story short, David today is in, I would say, elite athlete shape, from obese condition into elite athlete. You know me, I would never lie to you, and I'm training with professional athletes and fighters and kung fu fighters, just name it, military people. David is one of the best shape guys that I know today. His ability to perform and stand next to professional athletes is real and unmatched. And I'd like you to hear this story, because this physical transformation and mental is immense. It's so extreme that I found that his story could symbolize exactly the process and the difficulty that any of you face, have been faced in the past, or may face in the future, going from bad situation when all your habits are wrong, when you're addicted to the wrong thing, when you do a lot of passive challenges and you don't know what to do and what's right and what's wrong, moving to an elite condition, pure, clean, powerful, and lean. And I'd like you to hear the story. Hi, David.
Good morning, Ori.
Good morning. And everybody, I mean, Marty and Brandy, if you have any question, please feel free to discuss it with David. David, you want to tell us the story? Just feel free how it started, what's going on, what motivates you, what's the reason you contacted me, and what happened?
Well, you know, I had grown or blossomed to 275 pounds on a 5'10" frame with somewhere in the high 30% fat. And I was your typical person that you were describing earlier in the show. For me, it was all about alcohol, red meat, carbohydrates, every night. I was using it to celebrate. I was using it to deal with stress. And I had really no control. I would come home, eat a huge steak, and then finish the night with an entire batch of cookies. And so I was chasing my four-year-old son around the house, and I almost keeled over. I literally could not keep up with him in the living room. And at that point, I said to myself, I've got to do something. But having no idea how to do it, I reached out to the typical diets. There was the Atkins, the Zone, the South Beach, the Jenny Craig. Every single diet gave me minimal results, and every single time I actually gained more weight after being on the diet. And some of these diets just wouldn't work at all for me. So I met a friend who said, you know, you got to check out this book, The Warrior Diet. And so I went to Barnes & Noble, I pick up the book, and I read about it, and it's completely outside of anything I had ever heard before. And I thought, you know, this kind of makes sense. You know, specifically for me, it was being able to eat until you're satisfied at night. And for me, that was what was really important. As all these other diets, I never felt satisfied. I would go to bed and very hungry, then wake up in the middle of the night and eat again. And so I went through the book, and I followed it. And in the first week on the detox week, I lost 9 pounds. Second week, I lost 7 pounds. Third week, I lost 5 pounds. This is the most and the quickest I had ever lost weight, and I said, this diet meets what I need. And so I felt stuck. I had gone through the first 3 weeks, and I was really confused about what should I do next, how should I proceed forward. So I decided to contact Ori. And that's when Ori and I started to talk about the issues that I had. For example, my blood sugar was out of control, always over 100. My cholesterol was sky high. My ratios were horrible. My cholesterol was 275. My HDLs, the good cholesterol, were incredibly low. My testosterone was low. My blood pressure was elevated. And my resting heart rate was very high. And so Ori started to talk to me the basic principles of going low on the food chain. And I started to have fantastic results. You know, as an example, I started testing my blood sugar. And after about 6 months, I noticed that my blood sugar would never be above 100. And this was a big deal for me. I also noticed that in the under-eating phase, which I would eat very lightly during the day, berries, small bits of salad, that I had a lot more energy. And in fact, I didn't have these peaks and rises of blood sugar like I used to have when I would go out and have a big lunch and have alcohol with the lunch. In fact, I had energy throughout the day. And at night, I was going to bed feeling comfortable, feeling satiated, and getting a good night's sleep. So this was really the answer for me.
David, I'd like you to tell people still the obstacles in the beginning. You took a decision to cut off drinking, eating chocolate. What happened then? Was it a smooth process or was it difficult?
Well, it was very difficult, especially alcohol. My father, who was in the wine business for 40 years, I grew up with table wine on the table, and not having alcohol as my security blanket was very difficult. And, Ori and I talked about alcohol quite a bit and the cravings that I had for it. And, it's about fighting to get through it. It's not easy. Sometimes I still have slight cravings for alcohol. I haven't had a drink in over 2.5 years. For me, it was very important to beat this. My father was an alcoholic. My grandfather was an alcoholic. So for me, it was a personal battle to get over this.
I remember there were a few occasions in the beginning, obviously not recently at all, but in the beginning, when you still managed to go and once in a while test yourself by drinking while you're on the program, and you didn't feel well, you felt terrible after that. You want to tell people what did we do to after that? I remember that nothing was coming clean, smooth. Once in a while you went back to chocolate. Once in a while you went back to alcohol. Do you remember that?
I do, yes. There's just these cravings for these things that I thought that I needed. And, one of the ways to overcome that was to try to stay exclusively on fat fuels, on nuts, and that helped a lot. And grinding through it, being strong, and saying that tomorrow morning I'm not going to feel the way I want to feel. I was getting chronic sinus infections, and when I went through a long period of time without alcohol, I didn't get sinus infections.
Yeah, alcohol and meat. I remember that meat also creates a reaction, and you really liked eating red meat.
You know, I did, and I loved a big steak, and the next morning I didn't like a big steak because I felt that I was carrying that steak for sometimes up to 2 days. Yeah, ironically, I don't crave steak at all anymore. If all the foods, when I see a steak, it really does nothing for me anymore.
That's the interesting point, is that David was a typical story of an extreme case, actually. And I wonder if you had cases like this too, Marty, of somebody who absolutely convinced that he has to have the alcohol and the red meat, has to have it, and sometimes chocolate, like mixing with things. In fact, in the beginning, David is very intelligent. I have to mention it, David, very successful. I mean, the guy ran a successful company with 150 employees. He's a leader and successful by any means, very intelligent. I know David. But that's what happened to intelligent people that try to find a way around things with excuses. So eat nuts, eat break little pieces of chocolate and mix it with the nuts just to see how it goes. And once in a while, sneaking or going out and just having a bit of alcohol here and there, realizing that there is nothing for free. And every time he tried to fix things around or cheat a little bit and everything, there are consequences. The one thing I told David is that it's just a matter of time of grinding through that, switching the thrill, that all this craving eventually will go away. I would say virtually all of them, not completely, but the point is that today you don't crave anymore the same thing. In fact, you crave totally different things, but when you start it, you don't believe it's going to happen. You absolutely don't see yourself in the future.
Sorry, Ori. I was going to say, I'm just sitting here listening to your story, David, and it reminds me of some of the things I'm still going through because I'm still relatively new, right, Ori?
Yes.
And I have talked about it, and as a matter of fact, I was just talking to Ori yesterday and saying, they were ordering pizza in the office, and I knew it was going to be tough for me, smelling it, and Ori and I talked about it, and, how it's still, I know it's not good for me, and I really, really kind of relate to you, David, when you were saying, how you think you want it, and then you eat it, and then the next day you feel bad. And I've experienced that, where I've wanted something, but the next day it's almost like, you know, going out and partying is how my body, I know, has felt when I've eaten the wrong foods, you know, after I know that that's not what my body needs. And I can also attest to what you said, too, Ori, is that, you know, I do still have some cravings for some things, but there's a lot of those cravings that I used to have in the beginning. I really fought against because I was so determined to do this, but they were still there. I didn't pay attention to them, but now they're no longer there. You know, I don't crave the chocolates and the sweets and all that, not at all like I used to.
There's a very interesting point that you mentioned. I have to be a little bit bold here. And again, Marty, I'm looking for your opinion. My opinion is the following. Yes, you can use sheer discipline to overcome craving, but in many cases, like in most diets, they don't go away. You just sheer discipline. You overcome them. Because you don't have any other thrills, you still are missing the main thrill, which is coming from junk food or alcohol or drugs. And if you don't get it, it's just a matter of discipline to overcome, or maybe you can find a substitute, okay? Like sugarless cookies, like soy instead of red meat, which we already know that it doesn't work. In fact, it could cause other side effects. But there's another way to deal with this. And the other way is to find the right thrill that your body is programmed for. So my connotation boldly, if you do not exercise, if you're not involved with any physical or massive, intense challenge, most likely you're prone to suffer from this craving of passive thrills, and it will be very difficult to find a way out as a human being. Or for that matter, as any other species, we have two functions in life. Survive, that means stay alive, and bring babies, yes, multiply. Without these, the species cannot survive on this planet. So God or nature, or both, gave us amazing thrill and pleasure from doing things that help us better survive. We just need to build ourselves to enjoy this thrill. And David, don't you have amazing pleasure from exercising? I mean, can you compare it to anything else? It's a thrill by itself, and we know, anyone who exercises, we know that once we get used to this thrill, it's as addictive, and in my opinion, more than even eating junk food. So, Brandy, the only thing is not just having the discipline to avoid, but also to build yourself to the real thrill that will negate the dependency on the passive thrill.
No, and I agree with that, Irene. That's why I was kind of saying in the beginning, you know, it was sheer determination, but, you know, just to kind of go along, you know, me being a woman, and I'm sure a lot of men experience this too when you start losing the weight. Some of the things for me that have not only substituted is one is exercise. You know, I'm still slowly integrating into exercise, so it's not a primary thing that I'm doing just yet, but I feel the need to do other things, and you're right. If I sit at home, for instance, and now I've got all this energy, and then I turn on TV, and I'm watching, you know, there's so many advertisements for food, I start focusing on food again.
Yes.
But if I do things like, you know, and I've talked to even your wife, Ori, about, you know, it's exciting right now. I can go and buy different clothes. So I take, I mean, even though it's, you know, I'm not talking about exercise now, but I'm saying just refocusing that energy overall.
I want to mention something before we're losing the thought, because it's important what you say. There's nothing wrong to concentrate on food. Let me tell you, you want to watch the food channel, go ahead. I mean, we're supposed to enjoy food. We're supposed to love food. And both I know that Marty and myself are very physically active. We both like food, aren't we, Marty?
Oh, yeah.
Love food very much. So, and David loves food, too. I mean, we are very, very into eating. There's nothing. The point is not to not concentrate on food. The point is to get the thrill from other things and balance yourself to the point that you can still get the thrill from eating food, but the right food. And that's the most important thing.
Corey, do I have time to interject?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got about 3 minutes, guys, just so you know.
Okay.
It's been my experience working with obese folks that, yeah, almost everyone has some acceptable foods that they like that are perfectly fine. And if what we try to do working with our overweight people is identify those foods that they like that are beneficial, and then we will make that the backbone of their nutritional eating program. And you might end up with certain foods that a person might eat 3, 4, 5 times a week. That's fine. As long as they enjoy them, as long as they're beneficial, as long as they're on the approved list, great, have at it. Another quick point is a psychological point. At some point, enthusiasm has to take over for willpower, or the whole effort is doomed to failure. Willpower is a finite mental propellant.
I agree, but with hesitation. Willpower is something that you need for the rest of your life. We constantly face difficulties. And if you do not trust your willpower, a little setback will draw you back to either drinking or binging. And it happened to most people today. Just a little setback, and they fall back with an excuse, you know, I'm in emotion distress, so I allow myself to eat.
Okay.
Willpower will take it away.
I want to debate you on that because I really, really, really feel that just the definition, if you look up the word will in the dictionary, what it is you are willing yourself to do something that you really don't want to do. At some point, you need to tap into enthusiasm, and that comes, if it's in exercise, it's related to endorphin release. If it's in food, it's related to taste.
Oh, I have no doubt. We have no argument about this. My point is very similar. That's why I'm saying you cannot just discipline yourself. You've got to build the real thrill from things that will give it to you. And it's a matter of time to reach this point. For some people, it could take a year or two. I'm serious. Some people, it could take a few weeks, but the process is happening very fast. Reaching full, I'd like David to continue with his story, because David was belting with different kind of elements. But overall, I do agree with you, Marty. If you don't make the switch from just sheer discipline to the real thrill that you got with the positive things, then you're doomed. Anyway, after this break, David will continue with his story, amazing physical transformation. Many of you who want to lose weight or becoming stronger and tougher should listen to that, because it's a lifetime pursuit, and here is the real evidence that it does work. We'll come after this break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Let's face it, hormones happen. Whether you are male or female, hormones have an impact on your overall well-being. Dr. Hart brings to the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel timely topics that answer your lifelong questions about hormones in men, women, and teens. Tune in to Optimal Wellness every Monday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Optimal Wellness. Live life well. Live life long. Live life to the fullest.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great. Helen of Troy, The 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Yeah, David is now going to continue with this amazing story. Just want to say again, we are talking about a clash between two forces. One is the passive challenging that give us the thrill from doing things which are forbidden. Hey, it's not just about junk food. Anything forbidden give us a thrill, even fooling around for many people. That's part of the human nature. We get the thrill of doing forbidden thing in us that don't make sense because we don't many times know any other thrill. But the truth is that our body have amazing survival mechanism that can give us much more thrill from the real challenges. And the switch is the key, and I'd like David to continue his story and tell us what happened. Okay, we started walking. What happened to you in the process losing weight and improving your physique, your performance and everything? How did it go?
Well, once we started training together, my body started to make a physical transformation that I had never seen before in my physique. I started to see my shoulders coming out, my waistline was getting smaller, and you talked about earlier the things that were inspiring or the things that continue to drive to not want the alcohol and the sugars. And watching your body transfer in the mirror was a huge force for me. It's still today. I want to continue to lean down. I'm just below 10%. I want to go below that. And so it's a huge driver for me. But that was obviously a big one for me. Enjoying the big meal at the end of the day, going through the day and under eating allowed me to eat as much as I wanted at night and still lose weight. Even on days when I didn't exercise, I could still drop weight on days I didn't exercise while eating as much as I want, as long as the food choices were great. I started to lose cravings for red meat and started craving, things like, a beautiful piece of halibut or chewing almonds in front of the TV at night while I relax instead of the cookies.
And we also start to build you up and test you from different kind of foods, what agree with you, what not, what kind of fuel does agree with you. Everything was diced and correct and adjusted. So you will know what, at any time, what works for you or what doesn't. The one very important element was the incorporation of recovery meals. David, you did suffer from sinus infection and it many times there was suspicion that maybe you're allergic to dairy, etc. What was the story with this?
Well, I did. I had horrible sinus infections for years, and I was on antibiotics about every 8 weeks. And we started working with the different food choices and eliminating dairy and then eliminating wheat and trying to find the right food mix. And when we found the specific things that work well for my body, I stopped having sinus infections. We found that certain types of dairy was causing problems for me, and certain types of wheat, and so now I'm on unpasteurized cheeses, and it's fantastic. Sometimes I just can't wait to get home and have my meal and have that beautiful cheese. But it was a very interesting process of eliminating foods and seeing how your body reacts to it.
Also, the recovery meal. Can you tell us a little bit how the recovery meal affected your muscular development and overall energy level and everything else?
Well, the recovery meal is just an absolute necessary. If you're getting in and you're doing a real hard training, you need to have a, a post-workout recovery. And, of course, the Warrior Milk for me is just ideal. I like to make it into a small pudding and chew it after a workout, but I started to actually see, you know, sizable muscle development, and I started to see the difference in the gym in terms of my strength. So I'm religious with this product.
David, we went for a few stages, and I just want to remind you and everybody else, if you're going through this process, the most important thing with David is, with myself working with David, was constantly to define the priorities. What is the priorities? What is the most important thing? And the most important thing for David was to get leaner and stronger and healthier. Not really to build muscle mass. This, we knew, is going to be a side effect. And it was a very welcome side effect. But the main goal was to make David leaner and keep fighting for this cause. And David, obviously, like most active men, ambitious men, we want to build muscle. We want to look bigger and stronger and everything. I constantly had to persuade David that his functionality and his leaning down is the key initial element, and we have to go through that. So the initial training, if you remember, David, the first year was mostly on increasing your endurance, but in extreme condition. I mean, David started basic CFT under drills that were not easy. We needed to build his ability to endure hard drills, total body. But the endurance was the main emphasis. Endurance, that means David had to do amazing thrills of pre-fatigue and basic units, pyramids and everything, sometimes a session of over an hour just to build him. What was the result of this phase? I think it was the first year.
Well, the result was amazing endurance and stamina. And that's affected me in many aspects of my life. I love to hike with my kids, which I couldn't do before. And now when I hike with my kids and my six-year-old gets tired, I throw her on my shoulders and I keep hiking. It's given me that kind of strength, endurance, and the mental strength as well. When you grind through CFT drills, it gives you a mental strength as much as a physical strength.
If you're the mental, and I think that we managed to reverse together, I mean, it's you mostly, but I was a witness, and I'm glad I was a witness for that. Every ailment that you had was fixing itself already on the first year.
Absolutely.
Blood sugar went down, blood cholesterol was stabilized, blood pressure was fine. Just everything, infections, the frequency reduced itself dramatically. Your setbacks started to reduce themselves. But I want to mention another element for many of you. David, like many other successful people, and I don't want to say that I'm successful, I'm definitely part of this category. We are obsessive people. We like to do things perfectly, and we are very committed to doing things, and in many times, it causes almost like an obsessive behavior. That also may be the reason why many of us succeed in doing things, but it sometimes leads to irrational behavior and a fixation on something. Did you suffer from any kind of fixations or any kind of anxieties or any kind of things that you had to bout with, David? Do you remember anything?
Well, certainly. The big one it was worrying about heart disease when I was 275 pounds and not active and eating horribly. I was constantly having anxiety that I was going to have heart disease. My father had heart disease very young, 38. He was overweight, obese. And so I was plagued with this. And to bout it, when I was so worried about I was going to have a heart attack, I would open a bottle of wine to relax. I mean, it's just, it's a vicious circle.
Right.
Now I have no worries. If I have to see a doctor, which I don't do very often, I look at the doctor, and this is a man in worse shape than me. So the anxiety and the pressure and thinking that I'm going to have a heart attack all the time from the stress of business or the stress of life or even just doing something physically active with your kids is totally gone. And for me, it's like setting yourself free.
And what happened the first time is that David switched so hard into the training that if he didn't train and he feels that he's killing himself, David was not satisfied. And I faced a dilemma. And I faced a dilemma to tell David that, listen, we just finished the first phase. You don't need to kill yourself every time. In fact, it can counter-affect you. And it did. I mean, people can reach a state of overtraining with serious metabolic setbacks, including on their testosterone or basically high cortisol level because of this obsession. So it was a difficult time of a few weeks to not just persuade David that this is the wrong thing, but also explain that now, because of his great improvement in conditioning, it's time to upgrade him to another phase of training, which actually was more intense, but much shorter. And that was creating a difficulty. Can you tell us what happened in the beginning, how you basically tried to resist me with this?
Well, certainly. You know, when I started to train, I went from having always worried about having some form of a heart attack from regular life to pushing myself in the gym to reinforce in my brain that I'm not going to have a heart attack. So I felt if I didn't go into the gym and kill myself, I wasn't getting a workout, and I wasn't proving to myself mentally that I had overcome this, you know, this anxiety of having a heart attack. And Ori started to teach me about CFT and about shorter, more intense workouts, and I really, really fought it. What I found when I finally listened and got in and got short, intense workouts, I started losing weight faster. I was becoming leaner. And my libido went up, my energy went up, and I felt really good. I was walking out of the gym instead of feeling beaten. I was walking out of the gym feeling excellent, really good, ready to go out and kick butt.
Yes, and also what happened is that at that stage, which is level 2 or even level 3 CFT, you learn actually much more. You learn more skills. You basically, the challenge becoming more sophisticated. And the CFT actually resembles, it's like thin line between doing CFT and fight drills. It's really bring you to a fighting conditioning and challenge you in a way that there is no excuse. While most other exercise programs are built on mechanical moves of lifting and pushing up and down, and maybe a little bit more sophisticated than that, CFT constantly forces you to improve complexity, work total body, work almost like in a fight with swing position, constantly force you to learn new moves. That was an intense journey, but I definitely want to address more than that and what happened to David until he really reached the situation that he's now. We'll meet right after this segment. Stay because you're going to hear some new things.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, this is our last segment. Marty have a good remark. I just want to let everybody know here. David is 40 years old, right, David?
Yes.
And improving, I think he's in the best shape of his life right now.
Without question.
Yes. David is right now, in my opinion, on the level 3 of CFD. His level of condition is undeniable. We just did recently a certification course here 2 weeks ago, and David was with us, and I can say that his performance is unmatched, even next to professional trainers. So that's something which is true fact. David, you're right now in a great shape. Do you want to share with you got rid of, I would say virtually, all these passive thrills that make you happy before are almost all gone. Many people who didn't see you, those who didn't see you for a few years, I think will find hard to recognize you today. Tell us a few more other things about our plan for the future and something that you just told me now, if you want to tell our audience.
Sure. Well, you know, making this transformation is a journey, and it's a journey that I will continue to make, and it's a journey that I'm enjoying immensely. Now that I'm down to 164 pounds, less than 10% body fat, people who haven't seen me in a while don't recognize me, and when they see me, I get comments like, "Well, what happens? You get a divorce?" You know, it's typical with what happens with divorces, people lose weight, and no, of course, I didn't get a divorce. But I'm just enjoying life so much more, and I wanted to share a story. I'm in a business where entertaining customers is a necessary part, and going out to dinners and the drinks is all a necessary part. And when you give that up, it's a challenge to face, but not an insurmountable challenge. In fact, I take what we do as a warrior diet or the warrior way, and I make it part of a conversation piece. So I'm out to dinner two nights ago with my typical business customers, and everybody sits down at the table and they're ordering the steaks and the champagne and the wine, and everybody's having the breads and the pastas, and everybody is remarking that David's eating an enormous salad and he's eating a piece of fish and lots of steamed vegetables, and I explain that this is the way I eat, and I abstain from the alcohol, and I say, look, I just don't drink anymore, and people are okay with that. It's a talking point. Then after the dinner, there's the cheesecakes, the pastries, the after-dinner drinks, the cognacs, the brandies, and everybody's drinking. And I'm still sipping my hot tea, and I'm eating my raw almonds, and I'm having wonderful conversation, and the evening is over. The next morning, I meet with these same business people, because now it's time to get down and do business, and they all look beaten. They all look 10 years older. They've got bags under their eyes, their bloodshot eyes, and everybody is saying to everyone else, oh, my God, I drank too much last night. Me, on the other hand, I am sharp, I feel fantastic, and I'm ready to go. And that, for me, that alone, that difference the next morning, is everything.
This is true, and I'm glad that you mentioned it, and we said it so many times. We're almost running out of time, but just want to mention again the key element here. You heard the real story, and there's obviously much more to that. Those who come to train here to workshop once in a while, David is coming with me to the workshop, so you can really see by yourself this amazing phenomenon. But the point is, if you, like many people today, suffer from addiction to passive thrill, passive instead of active, you have to understand it's already registered in your brain and your body. It's inherent to you to get the thrill. You must get the thrill. Marty is right. You must get the thrill from something. And if it's not something active, you have no other way but to move and to be sucked into doing passive things like binge drinking or cookie cakes or even drugs. The only way to get rid of it is to commit. You need a heart to commit to gradually and massively switch and train your body to enjoy the active thrills, okay? Exercise, sex, creativity, changing your body, getting leaner and stronger will give you the amazing thrill. It does not going to happen in 2 days, but in 2 days you're going to feel you're going to initially feel the great benefit of it. So it doesn't take too long to feel the benefits. It doesn't take long to get excited from doing the right thing, but it needs a heart and a discipline to switch your body, to switch the real survival mechanism that keep your ancestors alive on this planet. Today, switch them today, and you will succeed. Marty, you have anything else to say on this subject?
No, I just was wondering what was the time frame. You went from 275 to 164, and what was that length of time?
Well, the initial weight loss, or the most significant amount of weight loss, was in the first year. And then after that, the weight loss was sort of steady. I had what Ori's referred to as these set points. And I would hit a set point, and Ori and I would talk about nutrition, and I would make minor adjustments to my diet, and I would break through that set point. And sometimes the adjustments were just to the training. A lot of times, as Ori had mentioned, I was overtraining. And by reducing the training and not overtraining was a way to get through a set point.
There were delay fat loss reaction. We talked about set point delay, body fat set points the last show, and it's very important to know that there could be a delay and you need to keep thrilling and adjusting until the set point dropped down, and we talked about what caused the set point to drop down. What we didn't mention, and I have to mention it quickly, that David was facing also social issues. I think your family and friends actually almost resisted what you're doing. It looks to them abnormal, and then Sonny, you even tell me people think I'm getting too skinny. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's hard to hear people who were complaining about how fat you were before now telling you look too skinny. And I would tell people, but you know what? I feel fantastic. And that was my response, and that's the truth. I felt great. And when I looked in the mirror, I liked what I saw. So it's not great to hear comments from family that say you're too skinny, but at the same time, I was letting them roll off my back because I was just feeling so good. I felt powerful. I feel powerful during the day in the way I eat and the way I conduct myself.
Once you're convinced in your way, you should be proud of it, and there's no question nobody should tell you what to do. I know, David, that you were involved and still involved in business lunch and meeting and everything. And in the beginning, there was an issue. Everybody else is doing it, and I have to do it and this. And we talked about it, and I believe that now you can really put your character up front and say, this is me. This is the way I act. Regardless to business, I have the right not to binge drink. I have the right to sit with you but not to do exactly what you do. And I think people actually appreciate people who are strong about their attitude and what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Initially I had these fears that, maybe somebody wouldn't want to do business with me because I wouldn't break bread or drink scotch with them, but it just wasn't true. I haven't found a person who didn't find the way I live my life interesting and want to talk about it and learn about it.
it's very, very interesting how the world that we are surrounded resists the right way. We were so taught, we are surrounded with such an industry, and sell the fitness industry too, which is so misleading and so leading us away from where we are, that it's really a matter of understanding the truth, taking decision, and fighting for what belongs to you. This is the end of this show. I'm definitely, we're offering to get your emails and reaction. We're going to come with a new subject the next time. And we'll, until then, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Marty and Brandy. And definitely thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
We'll meet next time. Take care.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.